Welcome back. It's a Thursday, the 13th day of July, 2023. I'm your host, Mark Call, and we're going to start off our look at what's going on around the nation and the world today with a couple of stories to kind of grease the skids. First, from the Center for Death and Control, or now I'm beginning to think maybe we should call it the Center for Disgusting Crapola, and a new handout that they produced, paid for by taxpayers who don't know any better, called Health Equity Considerations. And as Sean Bradley Weitzerman puts it for the Gateway Pundit, it's another exercise in insanity, reminding anybody gullible enough to listen that, quote, an individual does not need to have given birth to breastfeed or chest feed, says the author in a three-page diatribe filled with false woke interpretations of pseudo-reality. This government agency tasked with equitably protecting health, safety, and security may now have reached maximum clown world potential. And your cynical host has to say, no, they may be arcing up toward it, but don't sell them short yet. The problem with true insanity is they get better at it over time. On page one of the free-to-download pamphlet of I'm going to put a different word in here than he does, absolute BS, Americans are reminded that discrimination-based inequities have resulted in, quote, disparities in breastfeeding among different groups in the United States. And no, folks, they've moved beyond mere racism based on things like skin color at this point. And it's hard to think they could get even more absurd until, yep, they do. Page two of the handout says, remember, transgender and non-binary gendered individuals may give birth and breastfeed or feed at the chest, aka chest feed. The gender identity or expression of a transgender individual is different from their sex at birth. And the gender identity of non-binary gendered what a load of crap does not fit neatly into either man or woman. The hell with that Bible thing and the God that created you. These so-called scientists that can't tell an innie from an outie still know what they hate. But back to the taxpayer-funded crapola. And some families, it tells us as if that wasn't enough, have new preferred terminology for how they feed their babies, such as nursing, chest feeding, or now we've got an even more ridiculous one, body feeding. You know what? I gotta pause and ask how long until they turn that word into something even more perverted. And you know exactly what I'm thinking. But wait, says the author, there's more. Literally, after a half a column of BS having to do with estrogen and anti-androgen, including spironolactone therapies, which may include progestin, estrogen therapy will reduce, Okay, after a bunch of ludicrous language tricks, in other words, says the story, masquerading as compassionate common sense, the learned scientists behind this bunch of BS and the protocol stumble finally upon the obvious, quote, inducing lactation may present more of a challenge for transgender individuals, unquote. And hey, not nearly as much of a challenge as producing anything that might need chest feeding. But as I said, folks, that's just to grease the skids, because yesterday, one of the most evil men currently residing in the District of Criminal Swamp, sadly, the current capo of the criminal entity known as the Federal Bunglers of Investigation, more on that in a second, Christopher Wray spent about 5 hours testifying before Congress, and that word even is an understatement. So let's start with the friendly coverage, in this case the Daily Mail out of the UK, which says FBI Director Christopher Wray insisted he is absolutely not working to protect the Biden crime family, as he claimed that the U.S. Gestapo agency, and they didn't put it that way, but I will, has not been politicized. During a face-off with Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee. We'll get to some of the details in a second, but the first thing the Daily Mail mentions is that GOP representative from Florida, Matt Gaetz, displayed a text message allegedly sent by Hunter Biden, where the first crackhead's son wrote to a Communist Chinese Party maven, notably identified as one of the chief bribery officials, Henry Zhao, on July 30th, 2017, demanding the kickbacks for a business deal, saying, I'm sitting here with my father, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and we want to know why the commitment hasn't been fulfilled. You've heard it all before. If you don't get your news from PBS, that is. Said Gaetz to the SS Capo, you seem deeply uncurious about it, almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens? Here comes the lie, and you already know it. Absolutely not, said the FBI director. No, I'm protecting the Communist Chinese officials, the deep state, and all those people that are pulling his puppet strings. Not to mention my own sorry up to my armpits, you know what. I guess that's how you can pull a Clintonian version of the truth and say, hey, I didn't commit perjury. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It all depends on what the meaning of the word protect is and who.
From here, I think it's appropriate to go to some excerpts from Ray's Testifying before people like Matt Gaetz. Let's start with where Gaetz reads the damning email from you-know-who, sitting right there with the big guy. In other words, that bribe demand to the Communist Chinese Party go-between.
I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you.
Now, in fairness here, one thing Ray can't say is that, no, we've been investigating this for years. And that means the fake president of the United States is under investigation. And we knew about it since we allowed him, matter of fact, inserted him to be fake president of the United States. So, hey, that one, blankety-blank and well, he's been coached to stay well away from. But back to the congressional testifying here.
Is deeply revealing about you. But let's go from the uncurious to the downright nosy. How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Now, right there, full stop. This was clever, and there's a trap here, right? How many means we know there have been a bunch of them. How many are you going to admit to? Listen carefully.
How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the Inspector General said. The Inspector General said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the Inspector General?
I'm not sure actually that's a correct characterization of the Inspector General's findings on that.
Well, the Internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers I sit here right now. What I can
Seems like
you.
A number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch, especially if it's like over a million. To not know that number, and I'm worried about your veracity on the subject as well. Play the video.
So he plays the video, a little bit more of what looks clearly like perjury, but hey, we're used to that, right? Here we go.
So there, Senator Lee's asking you whether or not FISA was in any way involved in your January 6th investigation, and you say no. Was that truthful?
I said that I did not believe it was.
Okay, so now let's pull up what the court said, which is something a little different than what you said.
And here follows more evidence of utterly criminal wrongdoing. No surprise, again, to those that are paying attention.
Yeah, here we go. Right there it says, the government has reported additional significant violations of the querying standard, including several relating to the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol. So I guess the question, Director Ray, is did you not know when you were answering these questions that the FBI was engaging in these illegal searches, or did you perjure yourself to Senator Lee?
I certainly didn't perjure myself. At the time that I testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I didn't have that piece of information. I will add.
Well, that was a court order. You didn't have that piece of information because the court hadn't yet rendered a judgment. Did you not know when you gave the untruthful answer before Senator Lee that this was going on?
It was a truthful answer. I did not believe FISA had been involved in the January 6th.
But it was. So you didn't. The answer is the FBI has broken so bad that people can go and engage in queries that when you come before the Congress to answer questions, you're like blissfully ignorant. You're blissfully ignorant as to the unlawful queries. You're blissfully ignorant as to the Biden shakedown regime.
The term that you may have heard, folks, after which Nixon eventually resigned in disgrace was plausible deniability. But this goes way, way beyond that. This guy's either so incompetent, absolutely ignorant, that he should have been fired and never put into this slot in the first place, or... Well, obviously, he's exactly the slime that he appears to be.
And it just seems like it gets into a kind of a creepy place as well. Go to our next image on what the court said. Like, just so the American people realize, the court has smacked you down, alleging or ruling FBI personnel apparently conducted queries for improper personal reasons. People were looking themselves up. They were looking their ex-lovers up. Who has been held accountable or fired as a consequence of the FBI using the FISA process as their, like, creepy personal snoop machine?
There have been instances in which individuals have had disciplinary action and they were no longer with it. I can't get into it here, but we can follow back up
but
with
don't you. Don't you see that that's kind of the thing, Director Ray, that...
And basically what he says, and I'll cut to the chase, you preside over a criminally evil anti-constitutional enforcement arm or muscle for the corrupt deep state. This next clip is really informative, given what we've learned recently about FBI meddling in the election while lying about it the whole time and saying, oh, no, we could care less about the First Amendment. I'm sorry. No, we're not using surrogates. No, I'm sorry. We just don't want you to be able to trust the process, whether it's us or the things that we're slamming down your throat after we rig an election. I'll preface this the way most of the coverage that's objective does. Remember that U.S. District Judge Terry Doherty ruled on Independence Day that the Biden regime, including the DOJ and the lawless FBI, needed to immediately halt. And Big Brother was really upset about that. They've already filed an emergency appeal saying, we want to continue doing what we've been doing. Anyway, they needed to halt their censorship of American citizens online and on socialist media. And it really upset them. So here's Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman, who took the criminal whoremeister to task. And as Jim Hoff notes for TGP, it was downright delicious. Take a listen.
Does the FBI intend to continue to have such meetings leading up to the 2024 election to police election-related speech?
Well, we're not going to be policing.
Now, in fact, on this one, I have to go with him. He's correct. They're not policing. They're outright stifling anything they don't want you to hear. But back to the clip.
To police election-related speech?
Well, we're not going to be policing election-related
speech. That's what you previously did.
I do not agree with that description.
Okay, well, here's what I would say. This committee has learned that the FBI acted to, quote, discredit leaked information about Hunter Biden before and after it was published, that, quote, Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive as if it were a subsidiary, and that, quote, a surprisingly high number are requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low follower accounts. Are you aware that that has been reported?
I am aware of some of what the committee has found in its report.
Okay.
But I will add that I'm not sure I agree with the findings.
But that's what we found. Director Way, you and I both know that the federal government is forbidden from doing indirectly what it cannot do directly. In other words, neither you nor the FBI have any legal authority to circumvent the First Amendment by using a surrogate to do your dirty work. Yet that is exactly what you have been doing. The Bureau, under your watch, has been using proxies to violate the First Amendment. Were you the person who gave the orders to use these social media companies to violate violate Americans' First Amendment rights?
Again, I don't agree with your description of our engagement with media companies.
So who made the decision to use social media companies as a proxy to suppress the First Amendment rights of American citizens?
Because I don't believe that's what we did, I'm not sure there's anyone that would have made such a decision.
Do you really expect the American public to believe that you were not involved in the decisions related to using social media companies to suppress the First Amendment rights of American citizens?
I can't help what people will believe or not. I can only speak to what the facts are.
The facts are that this son of a bitch is a liar, that they have been literally stifling speech, and that it's outright fascism, which is the public-private partnership that says we will use surrogates to decide what you peons aren't allowed to hear, or if we feel like it, we'll propagandize you in exactly the opposite direction. And hey, guess what? We win because we inserted our scumbag communist Chinese puppet right there in the oval orifice, and ha-ha, look what we're doing to you. How are you going to stop us? And yeah, maybe the American people can watch him lie on TV, but so far at least, nothing has actually been done. Other than the fact that every single American who's been paying attention now knows exactly just how far this has really gone. And that at least is something, even if the system is so corrupt that you can't expect them to take any action whatsoever to restore the rule of law. And there was hour after hour of test lying, folks, that I don't even have time to cover here. But you get the gist. So let's put a wrapper on at least a bit of it this way. With kudos to Matt Gaetz, this is how his section ended up. Even though the recordings I saw online seem to have been truncated at the end, amazingly.
People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them.
And they, he said, deserve better than you. Although I do think it's fair, folks, to ask just what kind of people would want to join an organization so demonstrably corrupt. From there, let's go very briefly to this no surprise, no brainer, as Zero Hedge puts it. Update. The Secret Service on Thursday announced that it's now closed the so-called investigation into how Koch ended up at the White House without identifying a suspect, which means, you know, blankety blankin' well, they know exactly whose Koch it was, or maybe it was everybody's, like less corrupt administrations used to have a common coffee pot. I guess it's fair to point out here, other stories have mentioned, yeah, that Koch could have been there for a long time, days, weeks, months anyway, who knows. I will read you the official BS, quote, there was no surveillance video footage found, which means they got rid of it, that provided investigative leads or any other means for investigators, sick, to identify who may have deposited the substance found in this area, they said, and without physical evidence, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we got rid of it. Remember how in every TV show you've ever seen, fingerprints and DNA always identify the suspect? Ha! The investigation will not be able to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals, yeah, that tells you a lot, doesn't it, who passed through the vestibule where the cocaine was discovered. At this time, they said, and this is telling, the Secret Service's investigation, sick and double sick, is closed due to a lack of physical evidence, unquote. And maybe they could ask Hitler or the FBI exactly how it's done, as if they didn't at this point have a pretty good clue. Gee, come to think of it, maybe they did. Oh, and I do think this is telling. This is Congressman Tim Burchett speaking out about what every American already knows, but at least somebody in the swamp needs to come right out and say it. He was interviewed right after coming out of the meeting with the Secret Service and was obviously pretty disgusted, and rightfully so. The so-called investigation, he said,
it's a complete failure. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. You know, I don't know if it's a diversion or not, because it's a pretty good diversion. A lot of people are upset about it because they don't... Clearly, the Secret Service is failing at their job.
Ask what we need to do about it. He responded, I don't know. Maybe Congress needs to take a look at it and then...
Try it in the public court because our Justice Department is inept, as we've seen already in several of their investigations.
And as he then added...
But it's pretty evident, though, that they know who goes in the White House. They have... facial identification, they have, you all know, you can't go in there without giving your Social Security number or anything. And to say that it's just some weekend visitor, that's bogus. Nobody's buying that at all.
Then a few seconds later, he says, well, we're all thinking.
I think they're thumbing their nose at the American public right now, like this administration's had a habit of doing.
So let's hear the conclusion of this whole matter.
I'm totally disgusted. This is just, it's a clown show from this administration. As I've stated, Washington, D.C. is a trash can. Everybody wants to pick and choose. They need to turn it upside down and put the dadgum garden hose to it and clean it out.
Which is arguably true, and it's also the one thing you know isn't going to happen. From that, let's go to another story that we've been working up to for quite a while, but it certainly fits. From Dr. Mercola's website, Mercola.com, one of the latest GMO'd Frankenfoods is, I hope you're sitting down for this one, Piggy Suey. And if you remember the punchline from a Quantum Leap TV show years ago, that'll ring a bell. Anyway, Piggy Suey is a soybean that's been genetically engineered to contain, what else, pig protein. One or more undisclosed pig genes have been spliced into conventional soya, it says, to create a soybean with 26.6% animal protein of some kind or another. Moolak, or is it Molak? And how's that for ironic, folks? I have a suspicion the company chose the name with the... malice aforethought. Anyway, it's a UK-based company that developed Piggy Suey is also working on developing a pea plant that allegedly produces beef protein, and the company claims these transgenic hybrids will provide a similar taste, texture, and nutritional value as meat without the high cost of cultured or lab-grown, tumor-based, and yeah, I inserted that in there, helped meet alternatives. And on June 21 of this year, the U.S. Department of Sick Agriculture, and maybe that's the way it should be pronounced, authorized the sale of cell-cultivated chicken from Good Meat, wow, what a misnomer that is, Unt Upside Foods, both of which plan on rolling out their synthetic chicken to high-end and ultimately really stupid, I can't help but think, restaurants across the U.S. first while they scale up production. And get this, researchers have discovered that the CRISPR-Cas gene editing does wreak havoc on the plant genome, though, causing several hundred unintended genetic changes to occur simultaneously in what's been called a, quote, catastrophic event that ripples across large parts of the genome, and as a result, because these changes are therefore impossible to predict, gene-edited plants cannot be assumed to be safe without extensive testing. And guess what, folks? Nobody that has the ability, the money, or the interest in this is going to allow that to happen. But even if they did, as we saw with the not vaccine, you won't be allowed to hear about the results anyway. Well, at least not until decades after all those who were the real guinea pigs found out the hard way. Oh, yeah, and speaking of piggy suey, I guess I'll insert this at this point. Arguably, it goes without comment other than to say, yes, this is the woman inserted, and that's a particularly apt metaphor, into the vice presidential slot, Kamala Harris, a.k.a. Heels in the Air Harris, because everybody knows that's the only way she managed to earn the position, who has all the intelligence of somebody that would eat piggy suey. Says the Daily Mail in their coverage, Harris has faced criticism over her remarks at a roundtable on artificial intelligence on Wednesday. It was called an awkward turn of phrase and a jumbled explanation of something she, well, among many other things, obviously doesn't understand.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately, what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what machine, what information is going in, what then will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process.
At least the Biden-Fuhrer can claim that once upon a time he was not senile, although he's arguably always been truly evil and a bribe-taking traitor. You put it all together, folks, and it really helps to explain exactly why things are such a mess today. But we've got a bit more. Here's another story, courtesy of Peru, which is telling us something that, again, everybody paying attention already knew. The heavily jabbed nation, it says, is battling a massive outbreak of Guillain-Barré syndrome, obviously associated with the Zyklon B injection. As the story here from the National File puts it, Peru is 84% poison-poked, and this neurological disorder has clearly been linked directly to those COVID jabs. How many more of these do we have to see before it becomes, well, it's already been undeniable for quite a while. I guess ultimately people are going to be really angry once they realize they're dead men walking. This one comes from KOMO out of Seattle, which says that a sprawling homeless encampment alongside a Seattle freeway now has a new addition this summer. Someone, and they're not saying who, installed a swimming pool there at the encampment that's been growing for months there in the Highland Park neighborhood. Where the pool came from, how it's been filled with water isn't clear, but neighbors who've already been raising safety concerns about the encampment said it is a slap in the face, and maybe right there, that speaks volumes. And we'll close with this, finally, at least a bit of good news in this clearly upside-down world. It looks like, says a piece from the Gateway Pundit, one of the world's largest retailers may finally be on the road to putting an end to selling Bud Light. Newsweek reported Tuesday, social media sleuths have discovered America's most disgraced beer company, you've heard it, Anheuser-Busch, has received what's called the Costco Star of Death, a small asterisk that's located at the top right-hand corner of the price tag of various items. Costco uses this as a signal to consumers that the product will no longer be restocked once what you're looking at is sold out. And as one tweet noted, they're practically giving it away to boot. This as the once popular swill has crashed out of the top 10 of beers, and sales have cratered almost a full third against the same time last year. Go woke, go broke almost looks like an understatement in one of the biggest marketing disasters of all time, which is what they deserve. But anyway, you slice it, it's only a start. Thanks, folks, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.